top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. Welcome to the Prime Evening News for today. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Dominica's promise of an international airport has been a 50-year fleeting illusion, and the people are casualties of broken dreams and empty promises, says Lennox Linton, the United Workers Party leader and Marigot MP. All incoming travelers to Grenada will be required to show airline representatives a certificate of entry from government before they will be allowed to board the aircraft as of December 1st, 2020. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his government prepare to outline plans for when winter lockdown ends after finding yet another viable vaccine to fight against this COVID-19 virus called the Oxford vaccine. These are our headlines, the news brought to you through the very kind compliments of Weiss Limited, first stop in the news. Q95 News has confirmed the passing of Dominican-born UK-based nurse Hannah Jackson, who lived in the village of Casabruce due to the contraction of COVID-19. Hannah Jackson recently migrated to England in April 2019 and worked as a staff nurse on the Surgical Assessment Unit and Phoenix Ward of the Medway Maritime Hospital in England. The chief executive of the Medway Maritime Hospital described Hannah Jackson as a, open quote, much loved member of staff who was dedicated to caring for others, end of quote, in a press release, stating that after Jackson arrived in England, she quickly became one of the Medway family, inspiring all who knew her with her passion for her patients. The hospital's executive expressed sincere condolences to Hannah's family, describing her death as, open quote, an incredibly painful moment for us all, end of quote. The hospital says the staff, open quote, did absolutely everything they could to save Hannah's life, end of quote. Here is a statement from the uncle of Hannah Jackson, Dr. Emmanuel Finn, speaking to Q95 News earlier today.
You know, we are very saddened by the sudden passing of our niece, you know, Hannah Jackson. You know, Hannah left home in April 2019, I suppose, to get to greener pastures, as we all have done. You know, I spoke with her in February this year when she returned home for Carnival and asked, you know, how she was doing in Kent, which is outside of London. And she said she likes her job and everything was going fine. But obviously, you know, she got infected about 9 days ago and she was at home quarantine, and then she checked back into the hospital on Saturday evening and she was pronounced dead on Sunday morning. So obviously, it's a shock to all of us, but I suppose may her soul rest in peace and may her memories be a blessing.
Dominican dentist, Dr. Emmanuel Finn. Dominica's promise of an international airport has been a 50-year fleeting illusion, and the people are casualties of broken dreams and empty promises. That's according to Lennox Linton, the leader of the United Workers' Party and parliamentary representative of the Marigot constituency. Lennox Linton says if the power to run the nation's business belongs to the people, then the people have a responsibility to intervene to prevent wasteful public spending.
The international airport, for 50 years, a fleeting illusion, a casualty of broken dreams and empty promises, now appears to be the runway for unprecedented criminal misconduct and bold-faced corruption in the management of state affairs. And if indeed the power to run the nation's business belongs to the people, then the people have a responsibility to intervene to prevent wasteful public spending and the theft of billions of dollars from the state under the guise of constructing an international airport.
Linton highlighted a few pages of history which revealed the foundation of which the DLP's international airport promises began.
The Dominican Labour Party formed a government after an election campaign in which it promised an international airport on the site of the Cabrits. The DLP then embarked on an aggressive campaign against an international airport, claiming the country could not afford it. It abandoned the well-advanced international airport plans of the United Workers' Party, in favor of spending hundreds of millions of dollars upgrading Melville Hall Airport. In 2003, the DLP members of Parliament actually voted against a resolution to continue the work done towards the construction of an international airport between 1995 and 2000. In 2000, and in every election manifesto since, the DLP has promised an international airport. For 20 years, it has failed to deliver.
He says as the years went by, it was just a series of unfulfilled promises and deceptive political statements from the DLP administration.
In or around 2013, the DLP promised an international airport running from the Woodfordhill area through Eden and part of Wesley. Millions of dollars have been spent on preliminary work, but no technical, environmental impact, land use, marketing, project viability, or economic feasibility study is available for public education. And through the years of promises, Dominica has heard a series of deceptive political statements that the DLP has the plans and the money for the international airport. Like the more than $400 million that was supposed to be in the airport development account.
UWP leader and Marigot MP, Lennox Linton. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he has not met with one person who feels that the government is robbing them from their lands. His statements come at a time when a number of persons have raised concerns over the acquisitions of their lands for an international airport, with little to no communication or informational transparency. The latest group to raise their voices is the newly formed Wesley Development Committee, which has since rippled responses from many governments on this issue, including the Prime Minister.
I must say, I have not met one of them who is opposed to this or who feels that the government is robbing them. The people who are making noise are the people who don't have land in Wesley, and who, if they do, their lands have been affected. I would have never displaced these people in Wesley if I did not know it within myself that we have the ability now to build the airport. Because I agonized about this, and I always felt, and I said to people, that maybe would be the biggest challenge we have in getting the cooperation and understanding of the people whose homes are affected. And truth be told, as God is our witness, we have gotten nothing but cooperation, support, understanding from everyone who has been affected directly.
The Prime Minister says United Workers Party PRO Steve Benjamin is one of the many recipients of cash for land by the government, although Skerritt says Benjamin is now seeking to persuade others to refrain from taking money from the government.
We have a guy, Benjamin, who was a ULP PRO for some time. But he got his big check. He got about $20,000. He was working on somebody's land, and he couldn't present any document to show that he had the authority to work on people's land. But people know that he was planting there. And we decided, no, let the man get his check. And he got his check. He bought a motor car. I understand he boasted in West. He bought a motor car. He cashed a check. So the man got his check, telling people who haven't got a check yet, don't take any money. And he got his check. He rushed and he changed it, and he buy a motor car one time. With the money. But he's there telling people, don't take the money.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Nurse, midwife, and owner of Tender Love and Care Health Services in Dominica, Rosie Felix, encourages the Dominican public and health workers to utilize all preventative measures to prevent the spread of microbes. Felix also highlights the role of policymakers in assisting health workers to create and safely distribute antimicrobial medicines and devices for public consumption.
Because if we are not, receiving it, if we are not receiving medication, we probably spreading disease. And if we're not a patient, we're probably a health provider. And if we probably not one a health worker, on the floor or on the ground, we're probably a policymaker. So one way or another, we all are involved and we all have a part to play. There is no one who can live in a bubble safe from microbes. Well, if we ever thought of that, the COVID-19 has taught us a real, lesson that we need to do things. Right? We can't be in a bubble, but there are many things we can do to protect ourselves from microbes, and they are not new.
Nurse, midwife, and owner of Tender Love and Care Health Services, Rosie Felix. In more news, National Security Minister Raybon Blackmore is advocating for more females in the Dominica Police Force. Minister Blackmore's statements came in light of the revelation that the Dominica Police Force has already begun the screening process to train an additional 50 officers. Blackmore contends that women are expected to be among these 50 officers and said, open quote, "I will not sign off on the training of men alone in 2020. If we are building a police force, it has to be all inclusive," end of quote.
I'm currently where the police force is doing the screening and selection process to train an additional 50 officers, inclusive of women. I've said to the chief of police, Mr. Carbon before and Mr. Corbett now, that I will not sign off on the training of men alone in 2020. If you're building a police force, it has to be all inclusive. So this kind of mail order principle that we have been guided by over the years, because they call it policemen and police officers.
Raybon Blackmore added that he's of the belief that women can perform as equally as men on the field once given the opportunity.
And I believe women can perform equally as well as men once given the opportunity. So we have to give women equal opportunity. So I must commend the police. We have made provision. And of course, the Prime Minister, we have to come in and actually express our gratitude to him for consenting to actually pay for a location to house the women in the meantime. And that has been done. And I want to commend the Chief of Police for that. So we will include women in those 50 officers that will be trained this year.
Dominica's National Security Minister, Raybon Blackmore. Executive member of the Concerned Citizens Movement, John Blanchard, says qualified individuals such as Dr. Dale Dangoben, Dr. Sam Christian, and Dr. Thompson Fontaine should be allowed to work in their country. He contends that Dr. Thompson Fontaine should be welcomed back on the island of Dominica. He shared his opinion on the Patriots Voices on Cue program on Sunday.
And I'm saying again that Dominicans have to invite Dr. Thompson Fontaine back on island. Plan the date when you're coming. Let us know when you're coming. And we must rally the people all over the country, all over Dominica. And we must come together and go and welcome this gentleman back in his country. And no dog back. Nobody should lay a finger on this man and say, I'm going to arrest you. They should not. We should stand up with him and bring that man back in Dominica. And these charges that they have against Lennox Linton and Thompson Fontaine and the others, and Edison James, these charges, they must drop it. These guys have been in court for several years now. I mean, they have big men coming in court every time. Case postponed, push it back. I mean, come on, and these guys are just there. These guys are being harassed.
CCM Executive Member John Blanchard. Farmer and Public Relations Officer of the United Workers' Party, Steve Benjamin, says there are many feeder roads abandoned by the Skerrit administration over the past 15 years. Speaking to Q95 FM recently, Benjamin also pointed out the failed attempts by the Ministry of Agriculture to control and mitigate the spread of the black sigatoka crop disease, which mainly affects banana crops.
The Minister of Agriculture is fast asleep. We have a serious problem with feeder roads in our area. I continue to cry for the Jackmo Road and the Simpa Road to be rehabilitated. And the Constant Spring Road, I'm not even talking about the Mambre Road. I don't want to call out too much roads when other sections of the country has been abandoned. But most importantly, I want the minister to pay attention to the crisis in respect to black sigatoka. St. Lucia has black sigatoka, but they have it under proper control. St. Vincent has black sigatoka, but they have it under proper control. Dominica's black sigatoka problem is beyond repair. It needs urgent attention.
Farmer and Public Relations Officer of the United Workers' Party, Steve Benjamin. This is Q95 News. Executive member of the Westerly Development Committee, Dr. McDonald Thomas, tells DLP MP Fidel Grant, no one is against the DLP proposed airport, but there is no transparency or any information whatsoever coming from the DLP administration. Dr. Thomas says there are persons raising concerns every day over the amount of money that the DLP government is offering them for their lands, as well as how the government plans to relocate them. He says many consider the government's actions to resemble dislocations and not relocations. Dr. Thomas spoke to Q95's Hot Seat host Matthias Peltier Jr. earlier today.
I just got off the phone with a gentleman from St. Croix who said that his home that he is building is not up for sale, and there is no way that the government is going to get it unless they take it from him. Because what they are coming into Wesley and doing is offering people 90 cents a square foot for land, $1.20 a square foot of land. They're taking people's house. They want people to vacate their houses without a plan in place on how they're going to relocate people. So they're not relocating, they're dislocating the people of the village. And people want answers.
Dr. McDonald Thomas said MP Fidel Grant has shown no interest in communicating with the people, and there was no level of community engagement.
And so when we called Fidel Grant and said to him that we would like to meet with you, he said, okay, send me in writing a request to meet with you. We did. We sent him in writing. We sent him the location. We sent him a date. And we sent him the issues with which we had concerns. His response was, I have a tight schedule, so I don't think that your timeline is going to suit mine. At this juncture, with what's going on in the village of Wesley, what can be more important to the parliamentary representative of Wesley than to come to meet and speak with the people? There has been no community engagement on this project.
Dr. Thomas questions the entire process and says there is no provision or consideration for persons who will be affected.
Why would you dislocate people, not relocate, dislocate individuals out of the village, send them up to the mountains to live, people with businesses, people who have used their pension, their retirement, to build their homes. Dislocate them out of the village, put them up in the Joe Button area, up in the bushes. How are these people going to survive? You haven't created a community. You haven't created a subdivision with roads, light, water, and all the amenities that people are going to need to relocate. You just come and say, December 1, we're going to hand all this over to a developer who is unnamed.
Executive Member of the Wesley Development Committee, Dr. McDonald Thomas. This is Q95 News. Meantime, as of December 1st, 2020, all incoming travelers to Grenada will be required to show airline representatives at ports of departure a certificate of entry from government before they will be allowed to board the aircraft. At present, all incoming passengers are required to show a negative COVID-19 PCR test and a place for temporary quarantine while they await the result of on-island testing before they can mingle with the citizens. Health Minister Nicholas Steele announced during a recent post-cabinet briefing that the entry certificate will be processed in advance and will become mandatory for entry. Open quote, this will be absolutely necessary by 1st December 2020. We are asking individuals to begin the processing now. Individuals who have already applied can reapply on the system or use their current acceptance and PCR, end of quote, he said. Minister of Public Infrastructure and Deputy Prime Minister Sean Richards, in an effort to bring awareness to alternative sources of energy, and in particular green energy, commended the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, for the innovative conversion of its parking lot into a solar farm in St. Kitts. Richards addressed Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College students during a tour of the ECCB solar farm on November 17, 2020, organized by the Department of Energy as part of its celebration of Energy Month. Open quote, while it is that you are able to park, if you look on top of the ceiling for the parking area, you will recognize that you have solar panels on it, which would enable the bank to generate most of its power that is utilized at the bank. End of quote, said Sean Richards. Open quote, as a matter of fact, the bank is producing sufficient energy that it will wish to sell back to St. Kitts Electricity Company, Skellig, end of quote. He said, open quote, they can take that additional power into the grid and begin to utilize it to power homes and businesses. You're listening to Q95 News. Q95 News can confirm that the UK has found yet another viable vaccine to fight against this COVID-19 virus. It is called the Oxford vaccine. Statistics confirm that the Oxford vaccine is up to 90% effective, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his government prepares to outline plans for when winter lockdown will end.
Particularly at a time when we're starting to see perhaps the end of this pandemic loom on the horizon. So we're trying as hard as we can to reach a sensible balance. So it is possible, likely in fact, that some households may be able to form slightly larger bubbles with each other for a short period over Christmas. And we're considering this because we recognise that isolation and loneliness can hit people particularly hard over the Christmas period. So for some people, doing the right thing at Christmas will mean taking time to care for and be with loved ones who might otherwise be on their own. That said, we can't ignore that any relaxation of the restrictions carries additional risk. I'm afraid the virus won't take Christmas off, and so if you provide it with opportunities to spread from household to household, it is likely to take those. That would be a worry at any time, but perhaps more so when we could be within weeks of being able to vaccinate a significant proportion of the population. So it's for these reasons that we need to be sensible and careful. And it's also why when we do set out the rules that will apply over the festive period, we also in the Scottish Government intend to set out the precautions that we are advising people to take.
That's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Dominica's promise of an international airport has been a 50-year fleeting illusion, and the people are casualties of broken dreams and empty promises, says Lennox Linton, the United Workers' Party leader and Marigot MP. All incoming travellers to Grenada will be required to show airline representatives a certificate of entry from government before they will be allowed to board the aircraft as of December 1st, 2020. And Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his government prepare to outline plans for when winter lockdown ends after finding yet another viable vaccine to fight against this COVID-19 virus called the Oxford vaccine. These are our headlines. The news brought to you through the very kind compliments of West Indies Communications Enterprise Limited. And I am Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.